Hello everyone, I hope you're doing alright today, because I'm doing just fine. That text typing animation that is the intro to this video tutorial is what you'll be learning how to create in Flash using just 10 lines of ActionScript 3.0. So open up your Flash CS, whatever version you're using, I don't care, and we'll show you how to do it. Okay, let's create a new ActionScript 3 file. I'm going to change my stage to black. Change the size from 550, width to maybe 680. You can make yours whatever size you want. My frame rate's 30 frames per second, and the frame rate for this little application is going to have an effect on the animation, its speed. And I'll discuss that. I'll show you what I mean. Press OK. Alrighty. Let's create another layer. In the top layer, we're going to rename AS3, short for ActionScript 3. Bottom layer, stuff. So on the stuff layer, you can lock the ActionScript 3 layer so you don't accidentally put anything there. And on the stuff layer, I'm going to put a text field. This is a dynamic text field. I'm going to type a few letters into it. I'm going to get the exact font that I want. You can see the font that I have is Schwarzwald. And it's very important that if you're going to use custom fonts, that you use character embedding. Because even though you see it, doesn't mean everybody else is going to see that font. Because if they don't have this certain font installed on their system, a default font like Arial or some other thing will take over and show in that spot where that custom font should be. So if you don't embed, only you're going to see your cool font. So if you want everybody to see it like it should be displayed, if you're using a cool custom font, make sure you embed that font. So you format your text field, you get it set up to the color you want it, the font that you want it to be, the alignment, and everything about it. You can even put filters on it if you want to have it glow or anything like that, drop shadow, whatever. I'm going to remove all of the text out of this field. And it's a dynamic text field. I'm going to give it an instance name of TF, short for text field. Now that's it. That's all you have to put on stage. And now we'll go up into our ActionScript 3 layer, highlight that frame, and press F9. Or you can hit Window, Actions. So you open up your Actions panel. The first thing we'll do is create a couple of variables. The first one we're going to name MyString. That's going to be a string type equal to whatever you want to have in your string. So you put string data there. As much as you want, too. It could be paragraphs and paragraphs and pages or however much you want. And here's a little trick you might want to know. You put a backslash n if you want a line break. Put backslash n if you want a double line break. So you put backslash n for one line break, and you put two of them together to make double line break easily in your string. And you just type in another line right there. Okay, the next variable is going to be an array. So we'll call that my array. That is an array. It's equal to my string, so you can grab that variable, whatever the string data is here, split. So you type dot split, open parentheses, type in a set of double quotes, close your parentheses, type in semicolon. So what that's going to do is going to take this string, the whole string, no matter how much you have in there, and it's going to take it and cut it by each character. If I was to put the substring of data right there, it would cut it by the word data. So there would be two parts to the array that I get. But since I'm claiming nothing there, it's going to cut it by each character. So my array will be full of however many characters there are in my string. So using split on the string will break it down like that into an array. And I'm going to show you why I do that in 1 second. Now here we're going to add an event listener. So let's type in add event listener, open close parentheses, semicolon, and in between your parentheses you type in event dot enter frame, comma, and you can name this event function whatever you want. I'm going to call it frame looper because that's basically what an enter frame event does. If you're not familiar with what enter frame event does in ActionScript, is it allows you to loop over the frame, and it'll loop slower or faster depending on how fast you have your frames per second in your movie. So yours can be 24 or 30 or whatever. and it's going to loop that fast over this frame. 24 times a second. So 24 times a second, I want it to run this function. So let's type in function frame looper, open parentheses, type in event, colon, event, close parentheses, colon, void, open curly brace, go down a couple of lines, close your curly brace, and there's your function nest for your frame looper function. Now within this function here, you can just type in TF, which is that text field on stage. You target that by using its instance name there, dot append text, and this is how you append a text field. And I would just put the value that I want to append right here. So if I wanted to append hello into that text field, that's how I would do it right there. But I'm going to do it dynamically by using that array. And since I'm doing it within an animated frame looper function there, it's going to give me an animated effect. So instead of typing in a static value in between the parentheses there, we type in myArray.shift. And I'll explain to you exactly what that does in just a second. Now what shift will do on an array is it'll pop just the first element off of the array, right off of the front of the array. So let's say you have an array or a string, and then you split that string, then you have an array of all those characters. My first character is going to be that capital P. So the first element in my array is going to be a capital P. The second item or element in my array is going to be that lowercase u. Third is going to be the t, and so on. So what happens is you're appending to the text field whatever that first element is, whatever that letter or character is. So when you take that off of the array, that p is not going to be there anymore. So that means the next time this function runs, it's going to put in the u. Then that u won't be there anymore in the array. Then the next time the function runs, it's going to put in that t. That t won't be there in the array anymore because it's been plucked out and printed into the text field or appended to the text field. But we have to put in just a couple of more lines because if we left this just like it is here, when the array was finally emptied after you shift it so many times, it won't have any more characters left in it or array elements, and you'll get an error in your action script. So you have to put a simple if and else evaluation statement to take care of that. So right here, we say if my array dot length is greater than 0, that means we know we can keep shifting. So let's close off that curly bracket there, and then let's put an else statement, open curly brace and close curly brace. In the else statement, you just want to remove this event listener, which is the frame looper. Because after all of your elements have been shifted out of the array, you can go ahead and remove this enter frame event because it won't be needed anymore. Everything is done typing and animating to that text field. Alright, now let's press Control Enter. And that looks good. And keep in mind that you would probably want to have a lot more text if you're going to use something like this, or maybe just one long line of text. And make sure you play with your frame rate, because you can see how it will dramatically slow things if you bring your frame rate down. Okay, so let's discuss the script logic. You can see it's 10 lines. That's lean and mean for what it does. Alright, so just so everybody understands, let's break it down one more time. We're creating two variables. The first one is a string variable, and that holds whatever you want. The next is an array, which is your string variable split by each character. Then you add an event listener, which is an enter frame event, which is kind of like an animating frame looper. Then the corresponding function for that event listener, this function frame looper, which fires off, in my case, 26 times per second. So within the function, you run this if and else statement. And the if condition is, if my array dot length is greater than 0, then and only then will I keep shifting my array, plucking things off of the front and throwing them into the text field. Else, I'm going to remove the event listener, which is the enter frame event for animating things, because that's not needed anymore. And I definitely will not do any more shifting if this else condition happens. If condition rings true, then and only then will this happen. Because like I said, if your array gets down to zero elements inside of it, and you try and shift it, you're going to have errors in your script. So you can see 10 lines of code, and that's how it's done. So we'll see you next lesson.